Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation on Zion at the 12th Hour in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is November 26, 2017, August Chislu 9, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled The Old Rugged Cross. On a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And along that old cross, where the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross, and I'll share the someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, as a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left His glory above, He buried it on Calvary. So cherish the old rugged cross, and my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross, and I'll shine the someday for a crown. And the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, of wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross, Yeshua suffered and died, to pardon and sanctify me. So I cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross, and I'll shine it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, His shame and reproach gladly bear. And He'll come someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I'll shine. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross, and exchange it someday for a crown. Sin is a transgression of the law, part 10. Let's continue on with our series. We're going to finish out Exodus chapter 32, starting with verse 14, but then we're going to go to 1 Kings chapter 9 after that. Exodus 32, 14. And the Yahweh repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides on the one side and on the other were they written, and the tables were the work of Yahweh, the writings was the writings of Yahweh graven upon the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto the Moses, this is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for the mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass as soon as he came nigh and unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables of his hands and brake them beneath the mount, and he took the calf which he had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to powder and strawed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not the anger of my master wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him. And I said unto him, whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Yahweh's side, let him come unto me. And all the sons of the Levi gathered themselves together unto him, and he said unto them, thus saith Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from the gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men, for Moses had said, consecrate yourselves today unto Yahweh, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, you have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto the Yahweh, peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Yahweh and said, O, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not blot me, I pray thee out of thy book which thou hast written. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit the sin upon them. And Yahweh plagued the people, because they made the calf which Aaron made. 1 Kings chapter 9. It says, and it came to pass when Solomon had finished the building of the house of Yahweh, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire, which he was pleased to do, that the Yahweh appeared unto Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him in Gibeon. And the Yahweh said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, in the integrity of heart, and in the uprightness, to do according unto all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgment, Then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, There shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. Remember now, it's a throne, it's a throne up on Israel. It's a man to reign upon the throne of the Israel. For if you shall at all turn from following me, ye are your children, and will not keep my commandments, and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them. And this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight. And Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. And at this house which is high, everyone that passes by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss, and they shall say, Why hath the Yahweh done thus unto this land and to this house? And they shall answer, Because they forsook the Yahweh the Elohim, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other gods, and have worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath the Yahweh brought upon them all this evil. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of Yahweh and the king's house. Now Hiram, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees, and with gold according unto all of his desire. That then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities that Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. And he said, What cities are these which thou hast given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Kabul unto this day. And Hiram sent unto the king 60 talents of gold. And this is the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised, for to build the house of Yahweh and his own house in Milo, and the wall of Jerusalem and Hazor, and Megiddo and Gezer. For Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Gezer and burned it with fire and slain the Canaanites that dwelt in the city and given it for a present unto his daughter Solomon's wife. And Solomon built Gezer and Beth Horon, the nether, and Baal Ath and Tadbor and the wilderness in the land. And all the cities of the store that Solomon had, and cities for his church, and cities for his horsemen, and that which Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem and in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion. And all the people that were left of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, which were not of the children of Israel, their children that were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel also were not able utterly to destroy, upon those did Solomon levy a tribute of bond service unto this day. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no bondmen, but they were men of war, and his servants, and his princes, and his captains, and rulers, and of his chariots, and his horsemen. These were the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bear rule over the people that wrought in the work. But Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David unto her house, which Solomon had built for her. Then did he build Milo. And 3 times in a year did Solomon offer burnt offerings and peace offerings upon the altar which he built on the Yahweh. And he burnt incense upon the altar that was before the Yahweh. So he finished the house. And King Solomon made a navy of ships in Ezion Geber, which is beside Eloth, on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent in the navy his servants, shipmen that had knowledge of the sea, with the servants of Solomon. And they came to Ophir and fetched from thence gold 420 talents and brought it unto the king Solomon. Now why am I reading this? 1 Kings chapter 9. Let's go back and read the first few verses again. Verse 1. And it came to pass when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Yahweh, and the king's house, and all of Solomon's desire which he was pleased to do, that the Yahweh appeared unto Solomon a second time, as he had appeared unto him in Gibeon. And the Yahweh said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house, which thou hast built, to put my name there forever. And mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked in the integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according unto all that I have commanded thee, and wilt keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. Now this is the point I want to come to here once again about a man sitting upon the throne of Israel. So Yahweh set Solomon upon the throne of Israel according to the covenant that he made with his father David. Now David proved to be worthy to rule over Israel for 40 years. And as far as I know, he's about the only king that ruled over Israel that was worthy and filled out a 40-year period of being totally in Yahweh's acceptance. And so today, it's a strange thing. Solomon, the first king of Israel, was the people's choice. Yahweh accepted it. Samuel to anoint King Saul for the kingship, but nevertheless Yahweh knew that King Saul was according to the flesh and the people's choice, and he knew that King Saul would not prevail forever, that his kingdom would not prevail forever. Nevertheless, the type had to be established. Yahweh allowed a son of David, not the firstborn son of David, all right enough, but a son of David is set upon his throne after David's departure. Likewise, in his last days, Yahweh has chosen 40-year periods, calling them a generation, and allocating them once again to the house of Israel, one to follow the other, one 40-year period to follow the next one, in succession. And he raised up once again rulers to sit upon the throne of Israel. Didn't say the throne of David necessarily, it says the throne of Israel. Because the throne of David ruled over the 12 tribes of Israel. Until they were separated into two tribes in the south, Judah and Benjamin, and the 10 tribes in the north. And then the house of David was described as being of the two tribes, as they were separated. But once again, those two houses have to be put back together. They have to be put back together. You'll find that two houses being joined back together in the prophecy of Ezekiel 37. You'll find that prophecy once again these last days. So now let's turn to Ezekiel 37 and read about it. There's going to be an antitypical David once again that's going to come forward to sit upon the throne of Israel. And that's our key. It's not the throne of David, but it's the throne of Israel. It's the kingdom of David, and the throne of the kingdom of David established upon as the throne of Israel. That means Israel means 12 tribes. The throne of David, specifically, can applies to the two tribes until they're put back together, the 12 tribes once again. So we have a prophecy here in Ezekiel 37 that joins them back together. But first, let's read the whole chapter, of Ezekiel 36 in preparation for this, joining these two great kingdoms back together in the last days, the kingdom of Israel, and establishing the throne once again upon Israel. As the antitype of Solomon, this establishing the throne once again upon the throne of Israel will be the antitypical Solomon's period again in our day. And that, Ezekiel 36, verse 1, "And thou, son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel, and say, Ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Yahweh." Now, what's these mountains of Israel? That's your 12 tribes of Israel. That's your 12 houses of Israel. The 12 sons of Jacob are the fathers of these 12 houses of Israel, the 12 mountains. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, "Because the enemy has said against you, Aha, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy and say, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that you might be a possession unto the residue of the heathen, and you are taken up in the lips of talkers and are an infamy of the people. Therefore, ye mountains of Israel, 12 tribes, 12 sons of Jacob, hear the word of Yahweh Elohim. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim unto the mountains, and unto the hills, and unto the rivers, and unto the valleys, and to the desolate waste, and unto the cities that are forsaken, which became a prey and a derision, unto the residue of the heathen that are round about. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen, and against all of Idumea. What is Idumea in prophecy? According to V.T. Hardiff, Idumea, I believe, is Babylon. Let me go check that for sure. I believe Idumea, we're referring to Babylon, which have appointed my land into their possession with the joy of all their heart, with despiteful minds to cast it out for a prey. Now, why does Babylon want to take over the land of Israel, the Canaanites' land, land of Canaan? Is to cast it out for a prey. They can take it over as a possession. They can cast it out as being the place where Yahweh has consecrated and designated for a holy land and for his holy city and for a holy people to that one day have a place of refuge to come to. Prophesy therefore, verse 6, Ezekiel 36. Prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel, and say unto the mountains, and unto the hills, to the rivers, and to the valleys, thus saith the Yahweh Elohim, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because you have borne the shame of the heathen. Therefore, thus saith the Yahweh Elohim, I have lifted up mine hand, surely the heathen that are about you, they shall bear their shame. But you, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches, and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. Now, I have a cross reference here. It says Isaiah 4:2. And we might quickly turn to that and read it. It says that, "In that day shall the branch of the Yahweh be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent comely for them that are escaped of Israel." And then in Jeremiah 23:5, let's see what it says there. It says that, "Now I will raise unto David a righteous branch." Now what does that mean there? If this is all dovetailing into one place, that this everlasting kingdom of heaven being set up here upon the throne of Israel. And the everlasting kingdom of heaven is the same as the everlasting kingdom of David, sitting upon the throne of Israel. Okay, Jeremiah 23:5, it says, Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name whereby he shall be called the Yahshua of righteousness. Now this is amazing. In Jeremiah 32:37, let's go read it. It says that, Behold, I will gather them out of all countries, whether I have driven them in mine anger, and in my fury, and in the great wrath, and I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely, and they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land as surely with my whole heart and with my whole soul. For thus says Yahweh, like as I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. And the fields shall be bought in this land, wherever you say, It is desolate without man or beast, it is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Well, that's what took place. What appeared to be in the 1880s in our day, when Yahweh began to bring Israel, the true lineal descendants of Israel, bloodline, back to the land of Israel. And they bought fields. They came in there, and with their own money, they bought their land back from the occupiers, the Palestinians, the Muslims, the Arabs. They were in there occupying the land, and the Israelites came in. The Jewish people came back in there and started buying fields from them. And turning that land into the land of, back in the land of paradise again. Back to the Garden of Eden, they call it. And during the 1920s and 30s, they really built it up. It says in Jeremiah 32:44, Men shall buy fields for money and subscribe evidences and seal them and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin. And where's that Benjamin at? That's the land of Judah. And in the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, and in the cities of the mountains, and in the cities of the valley, and in the cities of the south, for I will cause their captivity to return, said Yahweh. And what are they fighting over there today? They're fighting over all these cities of the south, in Samaria, Judea, Galilee, and the land of Benjamin, out there connected to Jerusalem. They're fighting over it right now because the Jews have come in there and repossessed that land by buying it, actually purchasing it. Now let's, once again, it says in Jeremiah 33, let's go to that now, 36. All right, it says 33:16. In those days shall Judah be saved and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called the Yahshua or righteousness. Now let's go to Isaiah 45, read verse 17 and 22. But Israel shall be saved in the Yahshua with an everlasting salvation. She shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For this saith Yahweh that created the heavens, Yahweh himself that formed the earth, and made it, he hath established it, he created it not in the vain, he formed it to be inhabited, I am the Yahweh, and there is none other. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth, I said not unto the seed of Jacob, Seek ye me in vain. I, the Yahweh, speak righteousness, I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come draw near unto together. ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye, and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from the ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Hath not I the Yahweh, and there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior, there is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am the Yahweh, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say unto Yahweh, have I righteousness and strength, even unto him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. And the Yahweh shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory. Okay, that's the end of Isaiah 45 through 25 there. Now let us go back to Ezekiel 36 and pick up where we left off. It says in verse 9, for behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and you shall be tilled and sown. And I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it, and the city shall be inhabited, and their ways shall be builded. And I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring forth fruit, and I will settle you after your old estates, and will do better unto you than at your beginnings. And you shall know that I am the Yahweh. Yea, I will cause men to walk upon you, even my people Israel, and they shall possess thee, and thou shalt be their inheritance, and thou shalt no more henceforth bereave them of men. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, because they say unto you, thou land devourest of men, and hast bereaved thy nation, therefore thou shalt devour men no more. Now that bereave thy nations any more, saith Yahweh Elohim, now that will I cause men to hear in thee the shame of the heathen any more. Neither shalt thou bear the reproach of the people any more, neither shalt thou cause thy nations to fall any more, saith Yahweh Elohim. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doing. Their way is before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land, and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries according unto their way, and according unto their doings I judged them. And when they entered into the heathen whither they went, they profaned my holy name, when they said unto them, these are the people of the Yahweh, and are gone forth out of his land. But I had pity for mine holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen, whither you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Yahweh, says Yahweh Elohim, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen, and get you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give unto you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave unto your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your Elohim. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn, and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree, and the increase of the field, and that you may shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall ye remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourself in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abomination. Not for your sakes do I this, saith Yahweh Elohim, be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquity, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the ways shall be builded. And the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and the desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Yahweh, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Yahweh, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as a holy flock, as the flock of Yerushalayim and her solemn feast. So shall the waste cities be filled with the flocks of men, and they shall bow, and shall know that I am the Yahweh. Okay, that ends Ezekiel chapter 36. Okay, I want to make a point here. King Saul was called to Yahweh says, if you will be faithful, I will establish your kingdom forever, he told King Saul. And King Saul didn't establish Yahweh's kingdom. He didn't remain faithful, so Yahweh didn't establish his kingdom forever. He told King Solomon, you walk in my statutes, I'll establish your kingdom forever. King Solomon didn't walk faithfully for 40 years. During his time period that he had to rule over Israel to be king. And so his kingdom wasn't established forever. And so whoever's kingdom that sits upon the throne of Israel that are faithful, especially in these last days, he's going to establish forever. He's establishing this one today that we're talking about it forever. He said to Brother Johnson, you walk in my statutes and judgment and I will establish and be faithful in all that I command you. Then he says, I'll establish your kingdom forever. Brother Johnson, we know, didn't do it, so that kingdom has come and gone. All kingdoms have come and gone, but David's kingdom remains to this day. Of all the kingdoms that were set upon the throne of Israel, David's kingdom was the only one that remained faithful. After David got his head straightened out and got forgiven of all of his iniquity and sin and pardoned forever, then Yahweh established his throne forever upon the kingdom of Israel. And it says in, for instance, 1 Samuel 15, I believe it's 1 Samuel 15, it says in verse 23, for rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as an iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of Yahweh, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of Yahweh and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore I pray thee, pardon my sin, and turn again with me that I may worship Yahweh. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of Yahweh, and Yahweh hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. That's what he told Brother W. Johnson, 2002. He says, Samuel says, and I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of Yahweh, and Yahweh hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. That same pronouncement was carried right down through the ages to every king that sit upon the throne of Israel. Whenever they followed in the footsteps of King Saul, their predecessor, those that did that, then Yahweh, through his prophet Samuel, this prophecy stands for all kings that sit upon the throne of Israel, down to the end of time. This prophecy right here, I just read to you, 1 Samuel 15:26, and Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of Yahweh, and Yahweh hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. And then it says, as Solomon turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Samuel said unto him, Yahweh hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. Isn't it strange that when I moved down to Kermit, I lived down on one end of the street that Brother Johnson lived on. Brother Johnson lived on the north side, north end of the street, and I lived on the south end of the street, 8/10 of a mile away. We were neighbors, Rodas and I were. And so when Yahweh rejected Rodas in 2002, he says, I've given it to a neighbor. I've given it to your neighbor. Okay. So now we go back to Ezekiel 37. We read verse 1. The hand of Yahweh was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of Yahweh and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of the bone. And told me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Yahweh Elohim, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones of the whole house of Israel, behold, they say our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Yahweh when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your grave, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Yahweh, have spoken it and performed it, saith Yahweh. And where the Yahweh came again unto me, saying, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and ride upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companion. Then take another stick and ride upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companion, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by thee? Say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. And the sticks whereon thou ridest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. And say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will get them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. There's your mountains of Israel again. 12 mountains, 12 tribes. And one king shall be king to them all, and there shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with the detestable things, nor with any other transgression. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places, when they have sinned and will cleanse them, so shall they be my people, and I will be their Elohim, and David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd, they shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Yahweh, do sanctify Israel, and my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. That's the end of chapter 37 of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 38, verse 1. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him. Who is Meshach and Tubal? That's the northern kingdoms, north of Israel there. That's where Russia lies today, and her colleagues, her allies. And say, verse 3, and say, this is Yahweh Elam. Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. And I will turn thee back, and will put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them having swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with a shield and helmet, Gomer and all his band, the house of Togarmah of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company, thou art assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. For many days thou shalt be visited, in the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and has gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim. It shall also come to pass that at the same time all things shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of honorable villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates. To take a spoil, and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions there, shall say unto thee, Art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, and to take away cattle and goods, and to take a great spoil? Therefore, son of man, prophesy, and say unto God, This saith Yahweh Elohim, In that day when my people of Israel dwell safely, shalt thou not know it? And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people, with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company, and a mighty army. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me. And I shall be sanctified in thee, O God, before their eyes. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants the prophets, But Israel which prophesied in those days many years, that I would bring thee against them. And it shall come to pass at the same time when God shall come again against the land of Israel, saith to Yahweh Elohim, that my fury shall come up in my face, for in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep on the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. All the animals and the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Yahweh Elohim. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh. End of chapter 38. Let's go on into chapter 39. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. And I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. So here's Russia, and all her allies are going to be collated together, and they're going to come to take a prey. They're going to attack Yahweh's land and his purified people. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands and all the people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of the every sort, and unto the beasts of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith to Yahweh Elohim. And I will send a fire upon Magog, and among them that dwell carelessly in the isle, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name any more. And the heathen shall know that I am the Yahweh, the Holy One in Israel. Now this is actually, this is Yahshua talking here. Okay, let's read that again. So will I make my holy name, Yahshua, known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore, Yahshua. And the heathen shall know that I am the King of Israel, the Holy One in Israel. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith Yahshua Messiah. This is the day whereof I have spoken. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall sit on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the hand stays and the spears, and they shall burn them with the fire 7 years. And so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn the weapons with fire. And they shall spoil those that spoil them, and rob those that rob them, saith Yahweh Elohim. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea. It shall stop the noses of the passengers, and they shall there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hamongar, and 7 months shall the house of Israel be barren of them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be unto them a renown, the day that I shall be glorified, saith Yahweh Elohim. And they shall sever out men of the continual employment, passing through the land, to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it. After the end of 7 months shall they search. And the passengers that pass through the land, when any seeth a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. And all the names of the city shall be Hamona. Thus shall they cleanse the land. And thou son of man, thus saith Yahweh, speak unto every feathered fowl, unto every beast of the field. Assemble yourselves and come. Who is the son of man? This is antitypical David. This is antitypical Elijah. Assemble yourselves and come. Gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you. Even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that ye may eat flesh and drink blood. Ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats, of bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan. And ye shall eat fat till you be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken of my sacrifice which I have sacrificed for you. Thus you shall be filled with my table, with horses and chariots, with mighty men and all men of war, saith Yahweh, and I will set my glory among the heathen. And all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed in my land, and my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Yahweh, the Elohim, from that day and forward. And the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they trespassed against me. Therefore hid I my face from them, and gave them into the hand of their enemies. So fell they all by the sword, according unto their uncleanness, and according unto their transgressions have I done unto them, and hid my face from them. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name. That holy name belongs to the Holy One of Israel, Yahshua. After that they have borne their shame and all their trespasses, whereby they have trespassed against me, when they dwelt safely in their land, and none made them afraid. When I have brought them again from the people, and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, and sanctified in them, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations, then shall they know that I am the Yahweh Elohim, which caused them to be led into the captivity among the heathen, that I have gathered them unto their own land, and have left none of them any more there, neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith Yahweh Elohim. He poured his spirit upon the house of Israel. That's on the day of Pentecost. And the whole house of Israel, when it says house of Israel, it's talking about the house of David with the 144,000. And we know that they come forth on the day of Pentecost when they do come forth with the Lamb. And that's who we're talking about. Pouring the spirit of Yahweh and the Lamb upon the whole house of Israel. This brings the close of our study. This hour, contact you at the 11th hour call, and number 11, click on the audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. It saved a wretch like me, of God's last love, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Yeah.